Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Mouse Chatters Steve and Chris, and we have my old friend, Jason, joining us. And we're going to be talking about what's coming up with Disney in the following year. So welcome, everyone.
Hi there.
Hello.
So Jason, tell us what's going to happen next year. What's the biggest boom?
Well, you know, we're always trying to do something new and exciting for all of our guests. We're always adding a little bit of that extra pixie dust to their vacation. So next year, we're introducing Limited Time Magic. Limited Time Magic is a sprinkling of extra pixie dust that will surprise and delight all of our guests each week, 52 weeks of something unique and exciting happening at Disney parks. Whether it's unique merchandise, unique entertainment, special event, something that you can only have for that 1 week. And when one week is up, it disappears, and the next experience rolls in.
Okay.
Interesting. So it can be a purchase, it can be an experience, it can be a theme, it can be anything.
It could be something as small as a special cupcake that's only offered on Main Street, to something as big as Disney's Hollywood Studios Villains Takeover that's going to happen on Friday, September 13th, 2013, taking advantage of the Friday the 13th date. And this is the time when the villains are going to come out to play and take over Disney's Hollywood Studios and Disney's California Adventure at the Disneyland Resort.
That, we're looking forward to that. We like the villains.
It's a great opportunity for you to get to meet all of your villains and have them actually out hosting dance parties, just being out there having fun with the guests. Something that doesn't always happen here in the park. There'll be other things like True Romance Week. During the week of Valentine's Day, the whole park will be filled with romantic feel. The castles will be bathed in hues of red and pinks at night. You'll have amazing fireworks. You'll have all the princesses out with their princes dancing. First time you really get to see those two together in meet and greet locations. Mickey and Minnie will be all dolled up. Cinderella's coach will be out there for some romantic photos for you and your beau. Some prefixed dinner menus as well, so unique merchandise.
So it's definitely a date night.
It's a date week.
Date week.
It's a date week.
So each one of them is 1 week long?
Up to 1 week long.
Okay, so some of them could be.
So like the villains would be one night only.
Okay.
So we will announce it on a Friday. It will commence the following Monday and last through the following week through that Sunday.
I know some of these have been announced. I knew about the Valentine's Day and the villains. And the other ones, it's essentially going to surprise people because they're not going to find out on Friday and then all of a sudden, I want to book a Disney vacation.
Correct.
So it's almost a reward and a surprise for the guests that are already booked and will be here.
That's it. It's a surprise and delight. We really want our guests to have that extra dose of pixie dust. We will announce them the week before on limitedtimemagic.com. And it's something that, you know, we want our guests to just kind of be surprised and delighted. So for those guests who don't check it out, they end up at the park and, you know, they find out what's going on. There's going to be some that we're not going to announce. And we may ask all of our Facebook friends, so what's happening at the Magic Kingdom do you think is part of Limited Time Magic this week?
So
let our guests tell us what they think the Limited Time Magic is. We know we have a lot of Disney fans out there and they take great pride in their parks and we want them to go out and have some fun. So we're going to have a lot of unique.
So it's a little scavenger hunt.
It could be a little bit of a scavenger hunt.
They have to find perhaps the cupcake that's unique and special.
That we did not announce. That's correct. And okay. I will know that there will be a lot of exclusive merchandise for this as well. So for all of our merchandise fans, Vinylmation and pins, this will be 1 week, 1 week only to get certain opportunities.
Oh, you're going to rake it in. People are going to go nuts over that.
We just think our guests want to have fun with this. This is a way to show that, you know, there is a limited time before your children grow up. And this is limited time magic. And you have a little bit of time to experience this before the next one rolls in.
Yeah.
And this is one of those things that you have to take time to have those memories with your family before their children grow up, before they leave the nest.
You have 18 summers.
That's it. 18 summers before they're off. And they leave you at home in your rocking chair.
Yes. Hopefully they don't do that. What is your favorite, that you know of, that you can tell us, what is your favorite scheduled event?
I think I have two of them. One will definitely be the Villains Takeover because I'm a huge Villains fan as well and I can't wait for that one. The park will stay open to the 13th hour, so it will be open until 1 a.m. So it will be a really fun evening. I think the other one that I'm very much looking forward to is our Long Lost Friends Week. This is where we're going to bring some of the characters you haven't seen in quite a while back out into the parks. And we may even have an opportunity for all of our guests to help choose which of those characters we're going to bring back as well. So
I'm going to like that.
I have a few that I'm really hoping come back.
Who do you want to see?
I would love to see Darkwing Duck and Roger Rabbit. Those have always been my two favorites. So who knows? I can't promise who they're going to be, but I know I've put my two cents in for those two.
Did they actually ask opinions? Who would you like to see, or just through the website?
We are going to go ahead and ask our fans on the Disney blog and through Facebook
yet.
As well. So we haven't asked them yet. So start thinking about all those long-lost characters you haven't seen in quite a while and who you'd like to see.
I like it.
Now, you said it's also at Disneyland. Is it the, does it mirror the same events at Disneyland that happen here, or are there going to be slight differences?
There will be those instances like True Romance and Independence Week that they will mirror at both coasts.
Yep.
But as you know, since both coasts are very different, we have some things that can take place at Disneyland and that can't take place here.
Well, that's true.
So, for example, the Golden Horseshoe Review will make a one-month return at the Disneyland Resort.
Okay.
The same corny jokes and musical songs that Walt loved will be back for a limited time as well. We wouldn't be able to do something like that here at Walt Disney World since we did not have that show.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then here it's going to be all four parks?
It can take place at any of the parks or in the resorts or downtown Disney.
Okay. It can take place in a resort.
It could take place at a resort as well.
That's even more exclusive to that group of resort guests.
Perhaps, yes.
Really?
It would be something that any guest could partake in.
Sure.
But it may happen at a particular resort.
Huh.
Okay. I think my favorite's going to be the villain one. And Pixie Vacations is actually already planning ahead for this one. We are going to be offering, we're not sure of the details, but you need to stay tuned for that. But we're going to be offering a special surprise of our own for bookings during that particular event. So check back with us on that.
Oh, that sounds very exciting.
Yeah. We're excited about it. We love the villains. I think that the guests love the villains, and they don't get enough interaction. So I don't know if it's the fact that they don't get interaction that it makes it that much more attractive to them, but they're definitely favorites.
I think we all have that little bit of badness in us that loves the villains as well. As much as we're always out rooting for the hero or heroine, we're always trying to, have that little bit of the villain in all of us. There's certain ones I identify with. I kind of like Gaston. So I think, he's kind of brute. I like Ursula just because, she's just...
I like Jafar.
You like Jafar.
I like Jafar.
But,
I like Hades.
I forgot. Hades is a good one.
I like Hades. He's funny. I like him. So...
So when does the first... So on LimitedTimeMagic.com, when does the first one get announced?
We will announce it on December 28th.
Okay.
And that will take place then the following Monday, which I believe is January 4th. And then again, each Friday, you'll see it either on the Disney Parks blog, our Facebook sites, our Twitter accounts. It's hashtag Disney Memories. But you could always just bookmark and go to LimitedTimeMagic.com every Friday to find out what the current announcement is for the current week and then what's happening for the next week.
So we do have one for Valentine's Day. I can only imagine, you don't have to confirm or deny, but I would imagine that there's going to be something special for each holiday and that Christmas is going to be pretty darn special in the Magic Kingdom.
Christmas is always very special in the Magic Kingdom, so I don't know if we can...
Exceptionally.
If we could take it up a notch, but you never know because, again, we're going to try to surprise and delight all of our guests with all the great experiences that are going to happen in 2013.
Fantastic.
Cool. Okay.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We appreciate the insight and wish there was more, but but we look forward to seeing what comes out with all this new extra magic, and we hope you check out Mouse Chat and LimitedTimeMagic.com.
Thank you.
Thanks.